The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you're not happy, don't be there. I don't care how Sandra sits here and says, it's so amazing what you can build. Sis, it ain't for me. I don't want the guy to work at the counter at McDonald's unless he's
she don't know what she want because she don't got nothing yet. So she don't know what she want.
Friends tuned in, we dishing hot topics, got trends. Mean game strong, funny like sitcom blends. Female power, let the vibes transcend.
Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to our Friendsgiving. I'm Sonya Richards-Ross.
And I'm Marlo Hampton. And welcome to The Real Close Friends.
Well, girlfriend, it is Thanksgiving, so you know we got to pray. Bow your head. Dear God, we just want to thank you so much for this opportunity to come together on this special day. Hallelujah. Dear God, I want to pray for the world. I want you to bless the world, dear God, because there's a lot happening in the world. Dear God, I want to pray for my grandma who couldn't make it here today, my cousin and them, all them folks who couldn't make it. I pray for my children, dear
God. Dear God, we're going to take all this praying to the altar, sister. This is what y'all not going to do on Thanksgiving. All this praying.
Don't you hate it? Don't you hate when the person who is called to pray for Thanksgiving decides they want to give a sermon?
Ooh, Lord, you're going to be like, I did not know you wanted to be a pastor. They want to talk about everything.
My family says that about me all the time because I be getting the spirit on Thanksgiving, and I will pray for like 10 minutes.
Lord, I'm not
praying 10 minutes.
They'll be
like, please, can we eat?
I'm like, go around and just... Now, you know what we do a tradition in our family? Mm. We all hold hands, and we all go around and say
yes.
What we're thankful
yes.
for. And it's like, all right, but they still...
That can take 10 or 20 minutes to do that, too, though.
They go so on with that as well.
Anyway, what are some of your favorite things about Thanksgiving, besides the food? Because you know my sis loves food.
Oh, I love food.
What else do you love about Thanksgiving?
I know. I love a lot about Thanksgiving. The most important thing I love about Thanksgiving is giving back. Mm. I love going to feed the homeless and out to the shelters and seeing the kids. The other day I went out to Charlotte with Catherine for Hope for Harvest.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, Sandy, it was so amazing. It was so beautiful.
Oh.
And people were so happy. I sat there and we hugged and we ate. Just to know that you're with people who are thankful, who are truly thankful, not being picky, who's just excited to feel loved. And this time of the holiday, we got to make people feel loved and let them know they are loved.
Yeah, I was having kind of a similar experience while you were gone. We had our Mommy Nation brunch this past weekend. It was a huge success.
So sad I missed it.
I know, I was so bummed you couldn't be there, but we were raising money for homeless moms, and I think that it always keeps you so grounded because we all think we got all this shit going on, we got issues and problems, and then you think about the next person and the stuff that they're going through, and it really helps you to be really grateful and thankful for what you do have in your life, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's what I love about Thanksgiving, too. But it's funny because I'm from Jamaica, right? So Thanksgiving is not a holiday in Jamaica.
Oh, it's
right? That's
true.
An American holiday. So all of my Thanksgiving memories are like when I'm older.
Oh.
And so my husband and I like to go back and forth. So one holiday we spend with my family, one with his. But I kind of like doing Thanksgiving with his family. Because they have the tradition. First of all, we don't cook none of the American foods.
Y'all definitely don't.
We be having curry chicken, jerk chicken on Thanksgiving. We don't be doing the turkey and stuff.
Y'all get the dressing with the Ross family.
Exactly. So we do all the real good stuff. So we're going to Texas for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and his family. So I'm excited about it.
And I'm leaving.
What are you doing?
Florida. Men and boys are going to Florida. Mm-hmm. Heather's dad lives in Bartow.
Right.
And he has like... something planned every day. Remember, I sent you the itinerary.
Hold on now. Hold on.
Yeah, it's a Thanksgiving itinerary.
An itinerary for the holidays?
Yes, I usually go to St. Pete to my best friend and my cousin, but this year things changed, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I'm excited, though. So we're going to Heather's.
And with the itinerary.
So one day it's going to be a crab boil. You know us Florida folks going to have some seafood. Then the next day it'll be the traditional Thanksgiving. Then the next day it'll be a stakeout. And, you know, you play cards and the kids play and you play karaoke. So just a good time.
I think that might work, though, because outside of you just hoping that the event goes well, you make a plan and it's amazing.
Exactly.
So I do love that. All right, cool. What are you most thankful for this Thanksgiving, my friend?
What am I most thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Outside of me and your other real close friends that are here with you.
Of course you, baby. No, but what I'm most thankful for is just being healthy.
Mm.
Being here. Being healthy.
Yeah.
Seriously. Just being here. Because we always have each other. All of us do.
Yeah.
But it's just literally just being here. All the people that are dying, that are sick.
Yeah.
Being here just to smile, love on myself, and just see another Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What are you thankful for?
I think I'm most thankful for this year, like, where my family is. Like, we're just in a really good place. My husband and I feel like we're in sync. We're more in love than ever. We're just doing all these great things. And then my Asani legend, my second, I feel like he's, like, our whole family just feels complete.
He my really son, brought the glow. He was the glow.
Yeah.
I definitely know he was the glow.
Yeah, because Deuce, obviously, is super happy being a big brother. So it's like everybody just is so fulfilled. So I'm just super happy about where we are in our lives right now.
That's so good.
All right, let's get to scrolling because you know what we do at The Real Close Friends? We look through and see the tea that we have been sharing with each other. I told y'all Marlo loves to send me stuff on Instagram. So what are we getting
into
first?
Oh, no, I have something good right here.
What you got?
The friend that's going to give you the best advice, but also minds the business that pays them. Are you that friend?
Am I that friend?
I'm definitely not that friend.
You are the friend that's going to give you the advice straight up.
If you're my friend, you better tell me. Don't you ain't stand out.
So you want me to tell you?
Tell me.
If I see something going on, you want me to tell you?
Tell me. And if you see...
And you're not going to get mad at me?
No, I'm not going to get... I'm not that girl. And a lot of y'all are those girls and guys. But I just feel, tell me. I'm the friend I want to know. A lot of us want to be in a relationship so bad to where we'll do anything just to make this relationship last that's not even any good. So I just feel, no, tell me. I want to know.
No, I know.
And as a friend, I just feel I'm not doing you justice as a friend.
If you're not being
honest.
If I'm
not being honest with you.
Yeah.
So don't stay out of it. Because sometimes you just try and take the safe way out of things.
Yeah.
And it's those uncomfortable situations, those uncomfortable conversations
right.
that makes the friendship stronger.
And I appreciate that about you. I just feel like sometimes you got to know when to tell me, friend.
No.
Yes, because I think, okay, so here's how I feel about this. I feel like... You can tell somebody something, but at the wrong time, and they don't receive it. So I feel like, you know, like with me being an athlete and stuff, I always used to feel like my dad was really good about that. Like, he wouldn't know if I had a bad race. Don't tell me right then. Give me a day or two. And I feel like that really helped our friendship and our relationship. And so I think for you, and you do a good job with me, I'm just giving you some advice for your other friends. Okay?
I only got about two.
Maybe don't be so rough on the, like, check out the timing. Read the room when you're giving the advice.
Child, I can't do that. Look, y'all know me. One thing about Marlo, I've been consistent. I just feel, listen, if I'm thinking it, you should know my heart. You know, I'm your friend. Mm-hmm. I'm not a hater. I'm not in competition with you. If I'm your friend, I love you, and I want to see you win, I'm just giving you the truth. It's like your mom. You're going to give Asani the truth. You give Duce the truth, right?
I am. No. Listen, I think it's a very sensitive topic. Times like this makes me think about some of my broken friendships, right? Because we're talking about, like, giving people advice or, you know, living in your authentic truth with your friends, but knowing how to do it. And so I think I might have told you about this once before, but, you know, I'm always like, I wasn't sure if I did the right thing or if I didn't. So you know Angela Simmons.
Oh, yes. You told me this before.
Right? So her and I were developing this really good friendship. And so she was dating her guy. And at the time, I felt like we all were building a friendship, right?
Okay.
All four of us. It was like this really great, like, foursome. We would go out, we'd hang out, and it was really great. Well, her and her guy would go on and off. And what would happen is I would be with her, like, okay, well, we're not his friend no more. Then he would come around, and I'd be like, I'm like, oh, my God, this is so awkward, because now he's like, well, so now you my friend too? So I was like, look, girlfriend, I'm going to stay his friend. He's going to always be in your life because he's the father of your child. And I just feel very awkward, like, constantly playing on this roller coaster, you know? Make a super long story short, I feel like it was to the detriment of our friendship because when they had their final breakup and I didn't know it was going to be the final one, she felt like I wasn't being a good friend to her. And I'm like, oh, Ange, I literally told you that this was how I wanted to play it. I felt like I was really trying to support their relationship. I would tell him, like, do this. Like, this is how it should work. But so I don't know. I get really, you know, sad about how that ended because I felt like she didn't understand my intention. It was never to, like, you know, come between them or anything like that or not be a good friend to her. I thought I was being the best friend to her by supporting their relationship and supporting the father of her child and all that. But Girl, you just never know. That's why I say what? I'm a mind the business that pay me, okay? That's what
call
I'm gonna do.
Up, y'all have a talk and sip some tea and tell her how you feel. Cause you can tell that bothers you. Your eyes are worn out
like,
now.
Cause I don't like failing at anything.
Yeah.
No. Friendship, anything. I feel like, damn, like what did I, was that my fault? Like, because I really loved her. We had a really good friendship. I'm the mother of her, the godmother.
That's something
of her son.
Else you have to work on though, seriously. And I mean, we're gonna talk more about not wanting to fail at anything. Yeah. It's okay to fail, but it's getting back up. So if you feel you failed there, you just gotta get back up, give her a call and fix it.
Thanks, real close.
All right. Love you. Cheers.
We gotta describe how beautiful God. This table
yes.
is for the folks.
Y'all, it's so beautiful.
Cheeky T came through and we got, you know food
oh
better than
God.
Me.
Oh my God,
we got deviled eggs.
Oh, the deviled eggs with bacon on top. We have the little pastries with Wagyu beef on it. Oh my God.
We got caviar, honey, because we are fancy real close friends. Okay, we got small pecan pies.
Pomegranates, strawberries.
It's just beautiful. And we got tea. So we're like sipping the tea, giving the tea.
Mm.
It's giving real close friends. You remember, you try to feed me, girl.
Today's episode is sponsored by the Cheeky Teacup.
I like this one because it's kind of, it happened a while ago, but I feel like it's something that always comes up. Remember when she said, when Ayanla asked her if she would date a bus driver?
Oh, yes. What she said, if he owned the bus.
If he owned the bus. But that's my friend, Marlo Hampton. How did you feel about that? Like, did you agree with her?
You know what? I did not agree with if he owned the bus. I agreed if he was just doing it for volunteer work. Because I just want me to be so rich to where, you know, when you're so filthy rich, you just volunteer doing things like that.
So you're doubling down on what she's saying, Marlo.
Absolutely. Listen, what is the lifespan of an African-American black woman? What is it?
80 years?
Okay, and I'm almost 50. I have 30 more years. I'm not trying to build shit with you. Only thing I'm trying to build with you is hopefully we'll get a house built. That's about the most. We're going to be partners at this age, okay? Loyal partners. You're going to dress nice. I'm going to be loyal to you. We're going to have fun. I'm going to look fabulous. I don't know. A bus driver, that's Michael and William. You got to be their age.
But listen,
something
listen,
with bus driver.
Here's the part that Ayanla said that I agree with. I think that as women, we have to be careful by counting out good candidates because of what they do. The reality is a good woman will expand whatever that man is doing. So yes, he's already driving a bus now, but with you, baby, y'all might own all them buses. He might just need that woman to empower him and make him great. So I just feel like you slim down your picking so much by saying, well, he's not, nope. And then you end up with nobody. Like, you don't know like what you guys coming together could eventually become. And you limit that by saying, oh, he doesn't fit this criteria or that criteria.
Okay, well.
So you got, when you see the next bus driver, if he cute, you might say, you know what, I'm gonna give him a chance.
Girl, ain't no way in hell. I do not want no damn bus driver at my big age and what I've experienced. You know what, it goes back to Lisa Ray as well. Remember, she was talking about dating, and it's not that she's looking down on the bus driver. It's just that you're not gonna be able to afford to order this meal from Cheeky T. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to do that. So let me just let you continue to go to McDonald's. And I don't want to go to McDonald's with you. So why am I going to even entertain
you? You might have a good time at McDonald's with this man. You don't know.
I had good times when I used to go there as a child. So right now, I don't want to do McDonald's anymore unless I'm taking Deuce or Sonny. And I probably won't even take them there.
You better not
we'll be at Chop Salad or something. So what I'm saying is stop going by what others feel.
Yeah.
If you're not happy, don't be there. I don't care how Sandy sits here and says, it's so amazing what you can build. Sis, it ain't for me. I don't want the guy to work at the county at McDonald's unless he's
she don't know what she want because she don't got nothing yet. So she don't know what she want.
I do know what I want. Happiness and me.
And happiness doesn't have money attached to it. So the happiness might come from the bus driver who treats you good and treats your boys good.
You know what? Now,
give
you
a
did
foot rub.
Say a mouthful there. Happiness may not have money attached to it. Please send me every penny in your account right now. Because, I mean, you're happy. You got the man you love.
I do.
Send me your money today.
Okay.
Everything, your balance.
Okay.
And you're going to be happy.
What's your what's the next thing on your thing? What else you want to talk to me about?
Shaq says he accepted the fact that he's going to be alone and single.
I did see this.
There is no handbook on how to be the perfect man. Shaq, I agree with you.
Shaq, you done lived long enough to know what it takes to keep a wife happy. That's just like an out. He's giving himself an out because he doesn't want to commit to a woman. Just say that.
Well,
just say that. You don't want to settle down. But it's chicks who will be okay with that. Like, you don't have to say, I'm going to be... No, like, just say what it is that you want. Stop making it seem like being a good man is such a hard thing because you lower the bar so much for everybody else. Like, it's okay to commit, to love on somebody, to be kind. Like, it's okay.
It is.
Like, why is he saying? He's like, oh,
because
I don't know.
Because, you know what? He was married in his prime. He was filthy rich, and he got away with anything. I'm sure at that time, Shani was not the Shani she is now.
Right. She and you know he says anything. That she was the one that got away.
Wow.
She said he says
your
that.
Your ass needs to go back she was and
a
get her.
It's too late.
Become a pastor. He could become a pastor. His church would be bigger anyway. He won't be asking somebody for no money or nothing. Shaq got plenty of money.
True.
No, but seriously, Shaq, let's not, I mean, damn, I'm not going to even say don't put that in the air because I do feel everyone is not meant to be married. And I feel that. Everyone is not. Stop wanting what everyone else has. Do what makes you happy, but respect and have integrity. And whatever you do.
Have what again?
Hey, oh, you heard me. I went to study. Integrity.
Integrity, there you go.
Integrity, baby. But no, I do feel that. I feel if you are single, no matter what, whoever I'm dating or seeing, respect them. Don't play with their feelings.
Yeah.
Marlo, you fine, sis. I love hanging out with you. But I don't want anything serious.
Yeah.
I want a date. And I mean, if you're okay with that, if you're truly happy with that, it's okay. Think about, though, when you get old. That's the only thing I would say. When you get old, if you break your leg, you break your arm, who's going to be there?
Yeah.
Who is that friend? Mm-hmm. So make sure you do have those people in your life that you know you can depend on.
So did you see
Lord,
the Real Housewives sneak peek? I mean, it wasn't really a Real Housewives sneak peek. It was a Portia sneak peek. Did you see it?
Wait, I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Okay, so basically the whole episode is, or the sneak peek is about Portia and her divorce with Simon. And they kind of parallel her, I guess it was in 2013, 14, whatever, when she had her first divorce, and now her divorce with Simon. And it was very alarming, a lot of the stuff that she said.
What did she say?
So she was, I mean, she basically—
Oh, wait, I see it right here.
No, that's not it, that's not it, that's
not
it.
Oh, okay.
So she basically was saying that—
She was protecting her assets.
Girl, protecting her assets.
Her assets.
Her assets.
Her assets. Now, that was crazy.
That was crazy, Lo. Like
that was crazy.
Okay, you actually, you know Simon. You knew him.
Listen, Simon I've known, I've been in my place, what, 17 years? I knew Simon and his ex-wife, Marcia. That's his two boys' mother. They were my neighbors. Simon drove Rolls Royce back then. Simon has always been that man. Me and him in our community was the people, okay?
Okay.
So he owned the bottle bar. I knew him before his ex.
So why you didn't lock him down, sis?
I didn't want him.
You better say that. You better say Simon is not your type.
No, he wasn't my type. But he was like a brother. And his wife was super sweet. Marcia's beautiful.
Oh, he was married at the time.
Yes.
Oh.
He was super tight and beautiful.
Okay.
So one thing I'm going to say, and this is just me and y'all can kill me because y'all love Portia.
These are our real close friends. They're not going to kill you.
This is the truth. Y'all know Portia married that man for his money. She was not like, oh, he's so fine. I just get turned on. Oh, Lord, I just want to build a future with him.
Mm-mm.
Now, if he was driving the bus, Portia married that man, no. And no. Simon, you got to be a
G about
too,
it,
and
yeah.
You know Portia married you for your money. Like, just stop it. When I did say it, I was, oh, you're so negative. You're jealous. I'm not jealous. Come on.
Jealous of what? Like, the thing is, now, Lo, it's not even so much what you said because she literally said it and confirmed it herself. She said, I got out of the marriage to protect my assets. It's like, wait a minute. Like,
you
were
supposed to get
together.
First of all, I thought she would come and say, babe, look, now this shit talking about you, all these planes and these people.
What we
need
gotta
to
do?
Do I need to get my shit out of
what
here
do
so
we
can
need
figure
to do?
It out? And we need to sit down and have another talk today.
Absolutely.
Now, if you love someone, now don't be a damn fool.
Yeah.
But I do feel she could have addressed it. Like, babe, what the hell is going on? Today and the next 7 days, we need to meet with our attorney and see what we can do to save this. But Portia said, PJ.
Peace out.
No more PJs for us, PJ. Let's get the hell on from here.
No, seriously. And I was one of the people who I was really hoping that their relationship was real. Because I just can't buy into this idea that women will really marry people they don't like just for money. I just can't.
What rock are you under?
I can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm married to my college sweetheart. Like,
yes.
I literally fell in love with my husband when we had nothing. Like, I love his dirty drawers.
And
right?
That's good, baby.
So I just can't imagine women being like, forget all that. Forget the love. Forget the romance. I want the PJ life, the big house. It just blows my mind. So I remember when we were talking about it, and you were like, girl, you give it a year, whatever you said. I was like, no, they're going to make it, baby. It was less than a year.
Listen.
Less than a year.
When I met with Lorraine and Lauren, I told them, I said, what did I say, 2 years?
I thought you said a year.
I said a year or two. When I tell you, You even called. You was like, how did you know, Lo? Yeah. I'm like, come on.
You can see it.
And I'm not saying this. I'm not saying that you can date an older man and not love him.
Yeah.
I love older men. Mm-hmm. And I think it's maybe something with me, like, not daddy issues. I love an older, distinguished young man. Mm-hmm. I just feel protected. I feel he's grown. He's not worried about what his boy is saying.
Yeah.
But with Portia, fine as hell. I'm not going to knock you, sis. Portia, I know her as a friend. She liked to get it down in the bedroom. She liked being lit, Hennessy. Portia's, she liked the ideal of being married.
Right.
But she definitely liked the ideal of being off the chain and a turn-up queen.
Yeah.
And sign my heartbeat won't be able to keep up with all that dancing and being lit and dropping and all the assets, the ass and all that.
Yeah, no, it was, I wish that Portia at least would have faked it on the show and been like, you know, he cheated on me lied to me. That girl said, baby, I need to protect my assets. You gonna keep it real.
She kept it real. Now, speaking on Portia as well. Now, what I did see you didn't bring up, did you see right here when she said, Portia says they were in Miami.
Yes.
Fun, what was it, the Fun Fest?
The Bravo Fest or something was happening.
I know, I never had it in Miami. Dang, I kind of wanted to go to Miami. But when I tell you, this shit was funny. Mm-hmm. So Portia says Drew needs to be unfiltered, referencing that she's filtered with lies. So then Drew comes back and says, hello, pot, I'm Kettle. Do you leave on a lie? Did you leave on a lie? Return it to creating lies because someone could talk about someone.
Mm.
So how do you feel about that? You feel that Portia's telling the truth about Drew being a liar?
Listen, I mean, from the very beginning, I said, I ain't never been around nobody like Drew in my life. I think the thing about Drew is that I don't think she realizes that she's lying. That's what makes her so dangerous, because I feel like when I came on the show, obviously I feel like you are just thrown into the fire. Like, you don't know what to expect. But on some level, the fact that we were brought on as friends, I thought there would be some, like, you know, where I could—
some kind of loyalty.
A little bit. And tell you something off camera, sis, like, that's what it is.
That's
what
I tell you.
After she did me the way she did me the first or second episode, I was like, wow. And I'm telling you, like, what's so ironic to me with this Drew situation is that she wanted Portia to come back so bad.
And wanted me out.
She was like, wait till my girl come back. And then Drew, the real Drew, showed up again. So what Portia is saying, I can relate to that, because Drew was so hard to work with because you never knew who you were going to get.
So you are saying that she's a liar.
She lies. She lies. But she lies to the point where you get so confused. You're like,
am I telling the truth?
Did I miss something? Wait, where are we? Because I felt like 2 minutes ago you said something.
One thing I will say on that, though, the only part I did agree with you on, when she said, hello, pot.
Oh, pot, I'm calling Kettle Black. I agree.
Baby, that goddamn Portia lied to.
She be lying?
Oh, she be lying too. I don't know about as bad as
so they should be best friends.
So y'all are good together. Figure it out. Figure it out. Because y'all both some damn schemers and actresses.
Sip the tea, bitch.
Thanksgiving at Ross Mom's.
Yeah.
What's on their menu?
Collard greens and turkey and black people things and stuff.
Oh, Lord, black people things. You are black, right? Look, okay,
American
so this
black.
One says, one has to go. What has to go? The turkey, collard greens, mac and cheese, sweet potato pie, ham, or mashed potatoes.
Please get rid of the ham. Please toss the ham. I cannot.
The honey baked ham, the one either my grandma made with some pineapples and a cherry.
Please toss the ham. Which one? Which one are you getting rid of?
Only one I get rid of is the mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes are yummy.
Not for Thanksgiving.
What? You can eat mashed potatoes with everything.
You have to have stuffing and turkey.
No, you give me my mashed potatoes on
cranberry
Thanksgiving
sauce.
And you toss that ham off the table. See, we ain't
real close
ham
friends.
People know
tell
what's
us
good.
Which one you have to toss, okay?
This was one that was a little bit heavier, and with the Mommy Nation brunches happening, and obviously both of us mothering, it kind of gave me like a different perspective on motherhood. And this woman was talked about how she kind of got PTSD from motherhood, mm-hmm. and how the idea of constantly having to think about someone's well-being and how much stress that, you know, put on her. Mm-hmm. And then the other women all started kind of talking about, you know, like one woman said, like, literally, I had never experienced this kind of anxiety and fear around my kids being safe and all these things. And I was like, damn, like, people really don't set the right expectations for what it really is
what
like
you
to
really
be a mom.
Go through. And kids have no idea.
Teenagers
either.
And I feel like, I don't know, I feel personally motherhood has become harder. I feel like my mom, and I think my mom is the best mom ever. She made motherhood look really easy. But to me, it just feels like mothering now has become even more challenging. And I don't know why that is, but I feel like these, maybe because the kids have so much exposure.
You're afraid. You're afraid because
Not only you're afraid, but it's like, think about it. When we were growing up, like we didn't have the laptops. We didn't know all this stuff. So it's like you're constantly faced with stuff where it's like you're having to shield your kid from this. You're trying to make sure it's just a lot. And I'm like, dang, I really pray that I don't turn out with PTSD from the emotional strain of like, you know, all that motherhood comes with.
I mean, y'all can definitely relate, I know. Because it's as easy as every single time when Michael gets in that car and he drives away to go to track or go here. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, Lord. It was just a couple minutes ago. Mm-hmm. I'm like, William, check on Michael. He's been gone over 2 hours, it seems like. Mm-hmm. And it's like every moment you worry about, are they okay? Are they making the right decision?
Yes.
Are they listening? Our friends, are they going to be around someone? They put something in their drink. Mm. I'm even afraid about college.
Hell yeah.
I'm so afraid. Of course, because now they're far away
and they're on their own. But it's like even for like, you know, obviously we're in different stages with our boys. Your boys are older. My son's 7 and I have an 11-month-old. But just recently, the other day, so my son, I realized, sometimes has an issue dealing with anger. Like when he gets upset, he wants to like lash out. Like he wants to hit his cousin or he wants to do this. And we're trying our best to kind of, you know, like obviously having that aggression and those emotions are healthy. But it is all about how he handles it, right? And so when I think about mothering and it's like you're trying to like strike this perfect balance of raising these good kids, it's like the pressure of me trying to explain to him, like, baby, like this is a trait I'm seeing in you that I do not want to continue to develop. And you're trying to find the words to tell a 7-year-old, like, how do you tell them, like, okay, yes, you get upset, count to 10. Walk away. Don't do these things. And it's just like, I feel like at every level of parenting, there's something, some challenge that comes up where it makes you feel like, am I doing the best for this little young person I love with all my heart that I want to see be a great person in the world? You know what I mean? So
no, it's tough.
It's
and
hard.
One thing I will agree with Shaq on, it's no rule book either to parenting.
Yeah.
It's not. You have to get up and you have to figure it out for yourself.
Yeah.
Because every single household is totally different.
Yeah.
And you can get opinions. It's good when we hear, but it may not work for your household.
No.
So at the end of the day, we have to pray.
Yeah.
Get a belt and beat their butts. Beat their ass. You tap on it. I think that's what helped. You didn't get no spankings.
I didn't get a lot of spankings. I was a very good kid. My sister got a couple of whoopings, but I was a model.
Oh, look.
Model kid. I mean, can't you tell?
Of course you were. Of course.
I didn't get no spankings.
So your sister got the spankings.
Yeah, my sister had a mouth on her, and my mom and dad used to wear her out.
I had a mouth, too.
But the thing is, you can't even, like, I guess you can do it nowadays, but I just think you got to know what your kid responds to.
You can do it nowadays.
You're not whooping these big kids, though.
Child, please, I'll pick up a shoe and throw at them. Get out of my face, boy.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, it's different, but we're doing a great job, and you're doing an amazing job. I mean, one thing I have to say to you, even though I couldn't make Mommy Nation the brunch, you are just amazing when it comes to being a mother.
Thank you. No, seriously. Appreciate it.
You really are. Like, when I call Sandy, you guys, she's talking to me as a friend. She's like, Marlo, okay. She's listening to me run my mouth. She's like, I'm trying to watch a movie with Deuce, too. I promised him I'll watch a movie. Then I got to go do 50 different contents thing. Then I have an interview over here. I'm like, how does this girl do it? Because y'all know I'm taking it a little easy over here, you know? But you are really just the bomb.
From a mom
to a sister to a wife. I'm sure I can speak for all those people.
Thank you.
And just slow down a little.
I will try. Okay. I got
just
one
gear. Just a little. But
all
enjoy
gas, no
and just stay great because you're really doing a great job.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that. We appreciate y'all. This food was absolutely amazing. We hope that you guys have a great spread for your Thanksgiving. And we'll see you on the next one.
Love you guys. Come back and get some tea.
We got the tea hot. We got the tea hot. We got the tea hot. Get ready for trends. We got the tea hot. We got the tea hot. We got the tea hot. Get ready for trends. Laugh so loud, our hearts will cleanse. In this inner circle, sisterhood extends.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.